page 188. Book 11, Chapter 1, How Sir Launcelot Rode On His Adventure, and How He Helped a Dolorous Lady from Her Pain, and How That He Fought with a Dragon. Now leave we Sir Tristram de Lyones, and speak we of Sir Launcelot du Lake, and of Sir Galahad, Sir Launcelot's son, how he was gotten, and in what manner, as the Book of French rehearseth. Afore the time that Sir Galahad was gotten or born, there came in an hermit unto King Arthur upon Whitsunday, as the knights sat at the table round. And when the hermit saw the siege perilous, he asked the king and all the knights why that siege was void. Sir Arthur and all the knights answered, "There shall never none sit in that siege but one, but if he be destroyed." Then said the hermit, What is he? "Nay," said Arthur and all the knights, "we wot not who is he that shall sit therein." "Then wot I," said the hermit, "for he that shall sit there is unborn and ungotten, and this same year he shall be gotten that shall sit there in that siege perilous, and he shall win the Sangrail." When this hermit had made this mention, he departed from the court of King Arthur. And then after this feast, Sir Launcelot rode on his adventure, till on a time by adventure he passed over the Pont of Corbin. Pont is underlined, bridge. Text. And there he saw the fairest tower that ever he saw, and thereunder was a fair town full of people. And all the people, men and women, cried at once, "Welcome, Sir Launcelot du Lake, the flower of all knighthood, for by thee all we shall be holpen out of danger." Page 189. "What mean ye," said Sir Launcelot, "that ye cry so upon me?" "Ah, fair knight," said they all, "here is within this tower a dolorous lady that hath been there in pains many winters and days, for ever she boileth in scalding water. And but late," said all the people, "Sir Gawain was here, and he might not help her, and so he left her in pain." "So may I," said Sir Launcelot, "leave her in pain, as well as Sir Gawain did." "Nay," said the people, "we know well that it is Sir Launcelot that shall deliver her." "Well," said Sir Launcelot, "then show me what I shall do." Then they brought Sir Launcelot into the tower, and when he came to the chamber whereas this lady was, the doors of iron unlocked and unbolted. And so Sir Launcelot went into the chamber that was as hot as any stew, and there Sir Launcelot took the fairest lady by the hand that ever he saw, and she was naked as a needle. And by enchantment Queen Morgan le Fay and the Queen of Northgales had put her there in that pains, because she was called the fairest lady of that country, and there she had been 5 years, and never might she be delivered out of her great pains unto the time the best knight of the world had taken her by the hand. Then the people brought her clothes, and when she was arrayed, Sir Launcelot thought she was the fairest lady of the world, but if it were Queen Guinevere. Then this lady said to Sir Launcelot, "Sir, if it please you, will ye go with me hereby into a chapel, that we may give loving and thanking unto God?" "Madam," said Sir Launcelot, "cometh on with me, I will go with you." So when they came there and gave thankings to God, all the people, both learned and lewd, gave thankings unto God and him, and said, Sir Knight, since ye have delivered this lady, ye shall deliver us from a serpent that is here in a tomb." Then Sir Launcelot took his shield and said, "Bring me thither, and what I may do unto the pleasure of God and you, I will do." Page 190. So when Sir Launcelot came thither, he saw written upon the tomb letters of gold that said thus, "Here shall come a leopard of king's blood, and he shall slay this serpent, and this leopard shall engender a lion in this foreign country, the which lion shall pass all other knights." So then Sir Launcelot lift up the tomb, and there came out an horrible and a fiendly dragon, spitting fire out of his mouth. Then Sir Launcelot drew his sword and fought with the dragon long, and at the last, with great pain, Sir Launcelot slew that dragon. Therewithal came King Pelles, the good and noble knight, and saluted Sir Launcelot, and he him again. "Fair knight," said the king, "what is your name? I require you of your knighthood, tell me." Chapter 2. How Sir Launcelot came to Pelles, and of the Sangreal, and how he begat Galahad on Elaine, King Pelles' daughter. "Sir Launcelot, sir," said Launcelot, "wit you well my name is Sir Launcelot du Lake?" "And my name is," said the king, "Pelles, king of the foreign country, and cousin nigh unto Joseph of Arimathea." And then either of them made much of the other, and so they went into the castle to take their repast. And anon there came in a dove at a window, and in her mouth there seemed a little censer of gold. And therewithal there was such a savour as all the spicery of the world had been there. And forthwithal there was upon the table all manner of meats and drinks that they could think upon. So came in a damosel passing fair and young, and she bare a vessel of gold betwixt her hands. And thereto the king kneeled devoutly and said his prayers, and so did all that were there. Page 191. "O Jesu," said Sir Launcelot, "what may this mean?" "This is," said the king, "the richest thing that any man hath living. And when this thing goeth about, the round table shall be broken, and wit thou well," said the king, "this is the holy Sangreal that ye have here seen." So the king and Sir Launcelot led their life the most part of that day. And fain would King Pelles have found the mean to have had Sir Launcelot to have lain by his daughter, fair Elaine. And for this intent the king knew well that Sir Launcelot should get a child upon his daughter, the which should be named Sir Galahad, the good knight, by whom all the foreign countries should be brought out of danger, and by him the Holy Grail should be achieved. Then came forth a lady that hight Dame Brisson, and she said unto the king, "Sir, wilt ye well Sir Launcelot loveth no lady in the world but all, only Queen Guinevere, and therefore work ye by counsel, and I shall make him to lie with your daughter, and he shall not wit but that he lieth with Queen Guinevere." "O fair lady, Dame Brisson," said the king, "hope ye to bring this about?" "Sir," said she, "upon pain of my life let me deal, for this Brisson was one of the greatest enchantresses that was at that time in the world living." Then anon by Dame Brisson's wit she made one to come to Sir Launcelot that he knew well, and this man brought him a ring from Queen Guinevere, like as it had come from her, and such one as she was wont for the most part to wear. And when Sir Launcelot saw that token, wit ye well he was never so fain. "Where is my lady?" said Sir Launcelot. "In the castle of Case," said the messenger, "but 5 mile thence." Then Sir Launcelot thought to be there the same night. And then this Brisson, by the commandment of King Pelles, let send Elaine to this castle with 25 knights unto the castle of Case. Then Sir Launcelot against night rode unto that castle, and there anon he was received worshipfully with such people to his seeming as were about Queen Guinevere's secret. Page 192. So when Sir Launcelot was alit, he asked where the queen was. So Dame Brisson said she was in her bed, and then the people were avoided, and Sir Launcelot was led unto his chamber. And then Dame Brisson brought Sir Launcelot a cupful of wine, and anon, as he had drunken that wine, he was so assotted and mad that he might make no delay, but withouten any let he went to bed, and he weened that maiden Elaine had been Queen Guinevere. Wit you well that Sir Launcelot was glad, and so was that lady Elaine, that she had gotten Sir Launcelot in her arms. For well she knew that same night should be gotten upon her Galahad, that should prove the best knight of the world. And so they lay together until undern on the morn. And all the windows and holes of that chamber were stopped, that no manner of day might be seen. And then Sir Launcelot remembered him, and he arose up and went to the window. Chapter 3. How Sir Launcelot was displeased when he knew that he had lain by Elaine, and how she was delivered of Galahad. And anon, as he had unshut the window, the enchantment was gone, then he knew himself that he had done amiss. "Alas," he said, "that I have lived so long, now I am shamed." So then he gat his sword in his hand and said, "Thou traitorous, what art thou that I have lain by all this night? Thou shalt die right here of my hands." Then this fair lady Elaine skipped out of her bed all naked, and kneeled down afore Sir Launcelot, and said, "Fair courteous knight, common of king's blood, I require you have mercy upon me, as thou art renowned the most noble knight of the world. Slay me not, for I have in my womb him by thee that shall be the most noblest knight of the world. Page 193. Ah, false traitress, said Sir Launcelot, why hast thou betrayed me? Anon, tell me what thou art. Sir, she said, I am Elaine, the daughter of King Pelles. Well, said Sir Launcelot, I will forgive you this deed. And therewith he took her up in his arms and kissed her, for she was a fair lady, and thereto lusty and young, and as wise as any was that time living. So God help me, said Sir Launcelot, I may not wit this to you, but her that made this enchantment upon me as between you and me, and I may find her, that same Lady Brisson, she shall lose her head for witchcrafts, for there was never knight deceived so as I am this night. And so Sir Launcelot arrayed him and armed him and took his leave mildly at that lady young Elaine, and so he departed. Then she said, My lord Sir Launcelot, I beseech you, see me as soon as ye may, for I have obeyed me unto the prophecy that my father told me. And by this commandment, to fulfill this prophecy, I have given the greatest riches and the fairest flower that ever I had, and that is my maidenhood that I shall never have again. And therefore, gentle knight, owe me your good will. And so Sir Launcelot arrayed him and was armed, and took his leave mildly at that young lady Elaine. And so he departed, and rode till he came to the castle of Corbin, where her father was. And as fast as her time came, she was delivered of a fair child, and they christened him Galahad. And wit ye well, that child was well kept and well nourished, and he was named Galahad, because Sir Launcelot was so named at the fountain stone, and after that the Lady of the Lake confirmed him Sir Launcelot du Lake. Then after this lady was delivered and churched, there came a knight unto her. His name was Sir Bromel la Pleche, the which was a great lord, and he had loved that lady long, and he evermore desired her to wed her, and so by no means she could put him off, till on a day she said to Sir Bromel, Wit thou well, Sir Knight, I will not love you, for my love is set upon the best knight of the world.